We're doing a quick crash course, quick review on how one is supposed to put on tefillin. So, firstly, for those of us who wear talis as well, so we put the talis on before the tefillin. And the way we put on a talis, we're already going to discuss it, we hold the talis first. Before you put on the talis, you should try to check it, if you have time in the morning, to check that the tzitzis are okay. Especially if you're borrowing someone else's talis, make sure it's okay. The main disqualification are if strings are going to be torn. If only one string is torn, so assuming you have a little bit of that string, almost always it's going to be okay. Once you have more than one string torn, you get into questions. If that string is torn up here, where it goes through the garment, through the hole of the garment, then the tzitzis are disqualified. So that's the most important thing to check up here. But today, we don't usually have torn tzitzis. It's uncommon that it happens. You don't have to worry about it, assuming it's your talis that you folded up and put in your talis bag, and it's been under normal circumstance. The issue is more if you're coming to a shul and you're getting a shul's talis, then you should check it before you put it on. I've seen real puzzle tzitzis and talisim. Okay, so you open up the talis, and when you're ready to place it on your shoulders, you make the blessing. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedushan Mitzvotav Vitzivanu Litatef Betzitzit. Litatef Teramara with tzitzis. And then you put the talis over your head. And Benjamin, let me show everyone. Can I borrow your talis?
Yeah.
Now, do you mind giving it to me? And I'll give it back to you afterwards. So this is mine now? Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. So I can make a blessing on it. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedushan Mitzvotav Vitzivanu Litatef Betzitzit. Okay, so what I did, put it over my head, and then I'm supposed to wrap, the way the Arabs wrap their face, right? Very good. And I put it over my mouth and nose, and put the other side, I take the left front corner, and put it over my right shoulder, and then the right front corner, and put that over the left one. And now, when it is closed like this, I say, "May yakal chastecha Elohim, uvnei adam betzirke nefecha yech sayun, yuviyun mideshem leitecha, v'nachal adanem tashkim, ki imecha meko chayim, b'orecha nireo, meshoch chastecha liyodeecha, v'tzidkatecha liyishrei lev." Printed in the Siddurim, we don't have time to translate. Look in your art scroll, you see a translation. Okay, now I have my talis on. So go ahead, demonstrate for us how you put on talis. Bechavot.
Yeah. So, I'm saying the
bracha, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Do you throw it over your left shoulder if you're a lefty?
Not that I know of. I am a lefty.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am. Okay, make the blessing over your head. Very good. Very good, okay. Excellent. Okay, now we're on to our tefillin. Okay. Gentlemen, if you are a lefty, you put your tefillin on your right arm. If you are a righty, you put your tefillin on your left arm. If you are ambidextrous, that's your local Orthodox rabbi. If you write with your left hand and are stronger with your right hand, which is the case by me, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. The tefillin have this knot on it. We call it the yud. We're looking now at the tefillin shel yad. The knot has to be adjacent to the bayit. You have to ensure that the tefillin, the knot, remains close to this throughout the time that you're wearing it. This pathway through which the strap goes is called the ma'abarta. The strap passes through it. Over passes. Ma'avarta, the passageway. So we have over here the strap and the knot. The knot is always supposed to be on the side of our heart. So if I am a lefty and I'm going to don these tefillin on my right hand, I wear them this way so that the knot is on the inside. I'm putting it on my right hand, so the knot has to be on the left side. Let's say I were stuck in shul and I had to come to Moshe and say, "Moshe, could I borrow your tefillin?" Now Moshe is a righty, so that's why his knot is on the left side of the tefillin. We know that the way the tefillin are built, inside the tefillin we have one scroll that's wrapped around itself. One scroll, and that is the, and on that scroll we have all four parshiyot of tefillin. In the shel rosh, in the tefillin we wear on our heads, it's four separate scrolls. But in the shel yad, it's just one scroll rolled up inside. So, if I were to put this on my right hand, I'm taking this righty tefillin, and I would put it on my right hand normally, then the knot is on the outside of the tefillin, and that disqualifies it. That's not good. So, If I have no other choice, I could only borrow his tefillin this morning. What I would do is wear the tefillin backwards so that the knot is on the inside of the arm, on the side of my heart. And this is better than wearing it the correct, what we would call the correct way, this way, with the knot on the outside of the arm. The knot always has to be adjacent to the bayit, adjacent to the ma'abarta, and always on the side of the heart. So if I, as a lefty, am putting on a righty's tefillin, I'd put them on like this. Now, let's go back to the lefty tefillin. I'm a lefty, so I'll demonstrate with a lefty tefillin. Where do we put the tefillin shel yad? So, you make a muscle, those of you who have one, better than me, and you look at the top of the muscle, and the tefillin are supposed to be on the top, with the rest of it on the incline that goes towards the elbow. So, if we were putting on Benjamin's tefillin, we'd put them on up here, right here. You guys see? This is called the kiboret, the muscle. We put it on the top of the muscle. Make sure that the sleeve is not coming in under the tefillin. When it is ready, and I'm ready to tighten it completely and start wrapping, I make the blessing. I make the blessing, and then complete tightening it and start wrapping around. The first half a wrap around the arm goes above the elbow. The next seven will go beneath the elbow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So, and then we tuck it underneath over here in the arm and put on the shorosh, the one on our head. So now, Benjamin, go ahead. You demonstrate. Remember, where do we make the blessing? We make the blessing over la'asiyatan, like all blessings. We make them when we are about to perform the mitzvah. So when the tefillin are in their proper place, and I haven't yet completely tightened the knot, it's about to be tightened, I make the blessing, tighten the knot, and then start wrapping. I have to be silent. Guys, just catch this last point. You must be silent after you have made the blessing on the shayat till you conclude donning the tefillin. You may not say anything other than the blessings of the tefillin. Go ahead, b'chavot. Arthur, let's see you. Let's start again. Take it off. Start from scratch. You're putting it on Chabad style?
No, it's Faradi.
Yeah, so someone taught you to put it on this way?
I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
Maybe because...
Who's teaching you in general your Chabad customs? Chabad, yeah.
In Chabad, yeah, more Orthodox Union. Orthodox Union, okay. But first it was Chabad, Orthodox Union, and I don't remember exactly which way.
Okay, I don't like something about this tefillin doesn't look right. I want you to have them checked. Where did you get this tefillin?
Babaydin.